Hello, this is Jasmine Rice with Good Things Are Gonna Come. Today's episode is Sometimes You Need a Good Cry. I'm gonna start with a quote. Sometimes you just need a good cry, even if you don't know the reason you are crying. So I was looking for something to do when I was on my first solo vacation after my divorce. I was in Stowe, Vermont, and I saw a sign, I think at the local grocery store, and it said, "Have drinks with the stars." So I was super intrigued and I read on, and it was actually an advertisement for a local cinema, and it was a really tiny theater only showing three films, and I thought that sounded like a plan. A Star Is Born was recently released around that time, and I had heard good things about it, and it was one of the shows that was showing, so I figured I had a winner. And I'm not quite sure why I thought that that would be a good movie to watch post-divorce, only 1 month after, but honestly, I wasn't really rationally thinking during that time. So I purchased my ticket, I ordered my drink at the bar, which I thought was kind of fun in this tiny, tiny theater, and I made my way to the theater room. There were probably only 50 or so red velvet seats in there, and I kind of sat in the back. So as the film was getting ready to start, two other people came in the theater, and that was it. It was just the three of us. So basically, it was like I had a private show. And I'm not going to ruin the movie for you in case you haven't seen it, but let's just say that there were tears flowing, and my cries turned into quiet sobs that maybe weren't so quiet by the end. And I still kind of wonder what those women were thinking when they heard me crying. So the movie was over. I got in my car, I sat there for a minute, and I felt better. I honestly couldn't really explain it other than saying, I think I just needed a good cry. So why do we say that in life? I just need a good cry. It's actually because crying is healing. There is a 2014 study that I found that said that crying has a self-soothing effect on people. So the study explains how crying activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps you relax. So tears during emotional crying, they have a chemical composition containing higher amounts of prolactin, and that actually is different from other type of tears that we have. So not only does crying detoxify the body, you're releasing hormones when you cry, even when you have an emotional cry, and it can help improve your mood. So there's another quote, "Have a good cry, wash out your heart. If you keep it inside, it'll tear you apart." So I wrote a guest blog about a year ago titled Good Movies About Divorce. I wrote it for a site called midlifedivorcerecovery.com. So why would you want to watch movies about divorce when you're going through a divorce? Honestly, it can actually be part of the healing process. And when you Google movies about divorce, you're going to tend to come up with the same movies over and over. I came up with a list here, Kramer versus Kramer, Eat, Pray, Love. I think that's a really great book too. First Wives Club, love that movie. I love the last scene. Mrs. Doubtfire, I think you'll cry in this one, but I think you'll laugh too if you haven't seen it. Under the Tuscan Sun, great movie. And Hope Floats. That's a list of movies that I feel like comes up over and over. So I gave a list that was very different. So my movies were number one, The Breakup. Number two, Definitely Maybe. Number three, Love Actually. Number four, Marriage Story. And number five, Castaway. So maybe I stumped you there with that last one. But think about that for a minute. Think about that movie. Can't divorce or a serious breakup be compared to a plane crash on a desert island? I mean, you're hurt when you're going through a breakup or a divorce. You feel alone, and you're trying to figure out how to survive. So if I have intrigued you with my list, I encourage you to check out my guest blog. You can visit my website and click on the link, or if you go to midlifedivorcerecovery.com, you can find that blog there. So in my opinion, the belief that we need to hold it all together when we're going through challenging times, honestly, I just think that's bullshit. Crying not only helps a broken heart, it can help heal shame. It can help heal disappointment, frustration, sadness, anger, emotional tension. And it does help if you have some dust in your eyes to kind of cry that out there too. But honestly, just cry it out. You know, let those hormones flow. It's not going to fix everything, but I think there's a 99% chance that you're going to feel just a little bit better. If you'd like more information on working with me, visit goodthingsaregonnacome.com. And remember, you got this.